Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Lucas, this has been way too long, my friend, from hearing from you. How you holding up?
I'm doing really well, man. I'm actually just on the tour bus right now. We're heading down to my hometown, Toronto. We're at Leafs Palace tonight. And, yeah, you're right, dude. It's been way too long since I've been back. But I've been trying to put the right band together and the right record together. I just finished definitely the best record I've ever done in my life together for many reasons, man. You know, we were just talking, saying, you know, the world is kind of what it is, and at times can be a really rough place. We got to be grateful for what we have, and that's, you know, you couldn't be more right, my friend, because I think over the years, myself included, we all get lost, and sometimes our dreams can get crushed, and life seems very hurtful and strange, and it's a weird world. But you know, right behind that hurt and heartache is something new and beautiful. You know,
absolutely, absolutely. You know, I've got 1,000 questions from fans who, you know, loved what you did years ago with Rockstar Supernova. I mean, you've got some hardcore fans who have followed you, and then you have some fans who kind of thought you kind of, you know, dropped off from the music scene, even though you have been still performing. Plus, of course, for those who watched Much More Music, you know, they had a chance to see things that have been going on with your wife. So, you know, there are so many crazy questions going on leading to the fact that here you are coming back to your hometown, Toronto. And as you told me earlier, man, you've got new music. So let's go back a little bit with the whole Rockstar Supernova. When you think about it now, with the experience that you went through, from going through the competition to, of course, winning and then touring with the band, how do you feel? Do you think that really helped you for your career and where it is today? Or could it have been something completely opposite?
You know, I believe that, you know, obviously God has a plan for everything, and it was planned out way before us crazy guys got here, you know. So I'm just going with whatever happened. I'm really grateful for every moment of my life. I'm grateful. I'm extremely grateful for the fans who have stuck by me, for every fan who, I mean, to be honest, dude, you know, a simple, like, when you go on Facebook and, like, these amazing, wonderful people, they take time out of their day every single day, sometimes every hour of the day, to write about me and to sing my praises, which I find absolutely incredible, because it really touches my heart, and it has for the entirety of my musical career. It's incredible to know that what I'm writing about is changing people's lives and really making a difference in their lives, man, because they I hope they know that when they interact with me in that way and tell me how they feel, it truly inspires me as a musician, as a person, as a husband, you know, as a believer of God, you know, and I couldn't be more grateful, man.
Now, another change, and I want to go into something else too. Of course, you know, you moving to LA, how has that changed your career and your focus?
I actually moved from LA. I live in Nashville now. Yeah, I got out of LA because I just found it to be, I don't know, man. It's smoke and mirrors, if you ask me. I'm a Canadian boy, and I wanted something similar to Canada, and like Nashville is very, everyone is so kind there and laid back, and I have a studio out there where I produce other bands and obviously my own records. So it's a good place to concentrate on the music and the message. I've gotten a lot closer to God out there, and really focusing on the good in my life, man. I've spent too much of my life turning away from the good and just kind of living a life that is, it's easy to live, you know. The predicament that I was put in, I mean, people want to give you everything, and sometimes that's not a good thing. You know, sometimes you got to really push forward in times of, you know, like you said, it could be a lot worse, man. And I'm kind of, I just don't want to look back on my life and have any regrets. I want to look back and see, you know, like, you were a good guy, Lucas, you know.
Now, my friend, you and I have spoken and done many, many interviews. This one, to me, is probably the most different, so I have to ask you straight out. Have you become a born-again Christian?
I actually have, man. I was, I don't know if you could say Christian. I don't really like to put, I don't like to section it off like that. I think that's what got us human beings in trouble in the first place. You know, we tried to find, you know, I think believing in something is what makes us who we are. But, you know, when you categorize it, I think that's where we get into trouble. I just know that there is a God, and he's definitely, my new record, Prophecy, was definitely inspired by him. Most of the lyrics, I think 90% were not even, I guess you could say, not even written by me, man, because I haven't experienced a lot of what I was singing about, and I believe that it was written for someone out there who's one day will listen to it, and I hope it will affect their life the way it was intended to.
When did this spiritual awakening happen for you? Was there a particular incident, or was this something that's just been building?
It's been building, man. You know, over the years, I mean, I grew up in a Catholic household and went to church since I was a little kid. And I always felt this real bond with God, you know, and like kind of had my own little relationship with him. You know, over the years, I think he's really saved my life because I've gotten into a lot of trouble, and he's helped me out, you know, with my entire life, man. Like, most people probably wouldn't be around with the things I've been through. And, you know, he guided me through the whole supernova thing. And it's funny the way things work out. And, you know, you can only turn away for so long before they stop listening, you know. And I don't want to be that person on my dying deathbed someday, have to wait another 40 years to realize that there is a God, because I believe that we all will one day call out to a higher power and in realization that there is something bigger and greater that loves us all, you know.
Before we start going into the album and into the new music, as I said earlier, you know, a lot of us did have a chance to watch Celebrity Rehab, to see your wife. She was on the program. How did you guys get through that that time in your lives, and you still being able to reach the level where you've reached now?
How did we get through it?
Yes.
Well, I guess just, you know, with the help of our friends and the fans. And I mean, it's life, man. Just because, you know, Kendra was on that television show doesn't mean we all aren't living our own mini television shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, she may have been on a television show per se, but I think we all go through, every single person goes through something just as similar every day somewhere in this world. We just happen to be on, you know, whatever, CBS or whatever, you know. But yeah, I think we all get through it with the help of others, man. And hopefully we learn from the troubles of our past and the light of the future, man.
Well, that light is what you've been talking about a lot, my friend, with Prophecy. You kind of talked about it earlier. I still want to go through it again, you know, just the experience for you in writing this. You, as you said earlier, you didn't feel like you were writing this, you know. It was just something that just, you know, went from pen to paper to, you know, your voice to, you know, to our ears.
It is, man, and it was really freaky for me to be a part of, because at least six or seven of the tracks on the record were stream of thought. Like, I didn't sit there and try and think of, like, cool, you know, catchy lyrics. I've done that my whole life, and for most of my life, and I don't believe that's what songwriting is. I believe songwriting is, hopefully you can change somebody's perception or mood or like outlook on life with a song, and that's an extremely amazing thing to be able to accomplish with one song. And a lot of these songs were sung stream of thought, one take, and it really blew me away to go back and listen to it after and saying like, well, I've never experienced that, but this is incredible. Like, and it truly was an awakening for me, and for all the fans who have heard it thus far. There's so many testimonies online as to a lot of people. The record is basically starts off as a dream and ends like waking up from a dream. It's a record from top to bottom that you have to listen to from 1 to 12. I think we're asleep in our faith, you know, and it's very hard to explain. I'm very excited for everyone to hear it and to experience it. It's not just a single to try and make money. I'm not in this business to make money. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to say that I believe in God because he's believed in me.
Congratulations on all this, my friend. Wow. You're touring right now. Like you said, you're coming to Toronto. When will the album be released, or is it released right now?
It's released exclusively on my website, lucasrossi.com. It's there right now. It came out the other day. And then it will be on iTunes very shortly. So, but I will. This will be the first show at Lee's Palace tonight. I believe we're on at 10 p.m. So this will be the first time that I've played these songs live. So I'm very, very excited. I heard it's going to be a packed house. Love to see you down there, Rude.
Man, you know I'm going to do what I can to make it down here. I didn't even know about anything, of course, until last night. My friend, you have my email address and you have my number. You know you can call me anytime.
Oh, I will, man. I will, dude. I've been so enthralled in getting the band together and this message together and getting it done right. You know, the fans, you know, they come out every time and they pack the place. And they're the best fans, man. I want to give them what they deserve, and that's a great show. A great time. They spend their hard-earned money, and like, if I could do the show for free, they all know that I would do that. So I want to make it absolutely worth their while. And you know, I will email you next time, brother.
Hey, before we wrap this up, and I know people are going to ask me this, I'll ask it anyways, even though I know what your answer would be. If the opportunity ever came up to do another tour with the same guys for Supernova, would you do it?
I mean, only if the message was right and it was, actually, it depends, man. I'd have to ask the big guy upstairs if that was his plan. But right now I'm focusing on this message and probably will for until I die. The answer right now is probably not.